From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Who needs Biden when we've got Pfizer?
That's right. He told us to cool our jets too, did old Joe. He told us it could be months away, could the vaccine. But everybody loves a good vaccine, don't they, Mike? Hey, the share market certainly does. Who's going to claim this? Who's going to claim the vaccine? Is Trump or Biden going to claim the vaccine? We'll have to wait and see about that. Now, yeah, the news has covered the story, Mike. Pfizer have announced, and together with BioNTech SE, that the COVID-19 trials of their vaccine have been effective, very effective, 90% success. So forget the US election, Mike. That was so last week. Forget the US election. It's all about the vaccine. Now, European markets in particular have had a very big pop high. The FTSE 100 was up over 5% at one stage. The CAC 40, the French market, 7.5%. And the Spanish market, gosh knows what's going on there, 8.5% up at the moment. So very strong reaction in Europe. This US been slightly more muted, and there are reasons behind that. The Dow Jones up over 4%. S&P 500 about 2.7, but the Nasdaq's barely moved. So what's going on? Well, it's not universally bullish, Mike. For a start, there's still this lingering issue around coronavirus, and Bill de Blasio, the New York mayor, he gave us a little reminder that New York could be close to a second wave. So there is this time lag before it comes out. But happy days for some stocks. Airlines, they're a lot higher. Mid-cap stocks are a lot higher. Movie theatres, cruise lines, Carnival Corp up 31%. The last time I looked, Disney 10%, Boeing 12%. But then you look at some of those stocks that have done well out of COVID. Think the fast food, McDonald's, the share price actually down, Netflix down, Amazon down, Peloton, the exercise bike classes, you know, online in your house, down 16%. Also, what about the poor old competitors to Pfizer, Biogen? They're down 30% at the moment. There's been other effects overnight as well, Mike. The cost of credit, that's dropped because people perceive the world to be less risky. Some of those safe haven assets, those hidey holes for the doomsday traders, gold, it's lower. Swiss francs, Japanese yen, they're lower. US interest rates, quite a bit higher. Maybe we don't need quite so much monetary policy support. So US 10-year treasury rates up a bit.
Oil up.
Yep, all up. We're all going to be driving to the supermarket and driving to Disneyland. I think my read on this, just need to be a little bit careful. We need a little bit more details on when, how, where it gets deployed. But happy to see the progress, Mike.
I reckon. Tell me about Synlait. What's going on?
Yeah, let's touch on Synlait Milk. So Synlait is listed on the NZX. It listed in 2013. Milk processor, competes with Fonterra, has an agreement to process for A2 milk as well. Share price really soared in 2016, but it has been under a bit of pressure since then. It went into a trading halt yesterday following a couple of significant announcements. Has been dealing with a little bit of a consent issue in the background. They've got a new processing plant out at Pocono in South Auckland. Now, it would appear that they didn't have all the required signatures to build the plant, but the plant is actually finished. So this is all somewhat retrospective. It's after the fact. Can't take it away. They've reached agreement with some of the complainants. Details confidential. That announcement followed hot on the heels of an announcement regarding a new multinational customer agreement. This is to supply, to manufacture, blend and package nutrition products. Will include plant-based products as well. So that's a new development for Synlait, I believe. It's going to need some capital investments, $70 million over the next 2 years. There may be a clue in there for the reason for the trading halt. Share price, look, it was $5 in the middle of last week. It was almost $6 prior to the halt. So it had rallied into that trading halt, but it was $9 at the start of the year. So we'll just have to wait and see. Now, our markets should react reasonably positive today, Mike. But that's on top of a very healthy bounce yesterday. We're at all-time highs yesterday. So all good. Happy days.
Give me some more numbers.
Dow Jones, as we speak, it's up 1,188 points, 4.2%, 29,511. The S&P 500, 3606, up 97. The Nasdaq's up 59 points at the moment, 11,954. FTSE 100, 6186, up 4.7% as we talk. The Nikkei, 24840, up 514 points. That was about a 2% gain. Shanghai Composite, 3373, up 62 points. So just green signs everywhere. The ASX 200 gained 1.75% yesterday, closing at 6298. And the plucky little NZX 50, all-time high, 12,562, up 225 points, 1.8%. On the currencies, 0.6804. So the Kiwi dollar is strong against the US, 0.9. 0.9358 Aussie, 0.5762 euro, 0.5179 pounds, 71.81 yen. Gold, 5% lower, $1,857.43. Brent crude, 7.5% higher, $42.47.
Enjoy the day. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.